Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is opening day, November 15th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Second half hour of hour number one. I got some text messages during the break. County Commissioner Nikki Coons Manistee said, morning, Randy. Wolves are packs, not herds. A controlling measure would be to relocate. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was referring to the deer herd population. Wolves, of course, are packs. They travel in packs. But when it comes to deer, I believe the DNR uses herd population, whatever. I'm not really sure. I don't really care. I got another text message. I have a solution for the wolves. The three S's. Shoot, shovel, and shut up. She said, we agree to disagree on this one unless, in the case of an attack due to, I believe you should eat what you shoot, does not apply to humans. I don't think we're in disagreement. The problem is the ecosystem. The way all things have to work together. And any time you are in a specific geographic region that is not expanding, not changing, this is where we live, this is where they live, this is a problem that has to be addressed, because once you put them on the endangered species list, once you put them on the endangered species list and give them unfettered protection, you're going to end up with a problem eventually. She goes, no one eats wolves that I'm aware of. I don't know. I don't care. My point is dogs, domestic animals, cows, humans living, coexisting with wolves, eventually, you're going to have some negative interactions. The problem is, how do you address it? Do you let the people deal with it? Because I know farmers in the UP that do exactly what I said, what the text message said, the three S's. Shoot, shovel, and shut up. If you're a beef farmer or a dairy farmer, and you've got a wolves problem in Engadine, I believe Jeff said, right there, US 2. When you are in that situation, you do whatever you have to do to protect your investment, to protect your farm. Really don't give a dang what the endangered species list says. I don't really care what the DNR says. Brett Gooding texting in, I grew up redneck. I'll try one. I've eaten worse. Jeff texting in from the blind. Again, if you want to see where he's hunting at, just text me, Jeff. I'll text you the photo. Wolves killed an Amish horse this summer in Engadine. See, that's a problem. That's a problem. You start having wolves entering into the Amish community. Yeah, that is not good. Nikki, you have to be more specific. I agree with what you're saying. I am saying open season situation. Don't know what that means, quote unquote. Former truck driver, sweetie, you got to be more specific for me. Dave Ajima, texting in from a warmer climate this morning. I won't disclose his location. Way back in 2012, when people wanted me to run for governor of the state of Michigan, I asked Ted Nugent, in the slight possibility that I would run and win, would he run the DNR for me? you should have heard what Ted Nugent said, how he went off on the poor leadership of the DNR. I texted him back, please run for governor in 2026. We need Dave Ageman to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. I make a deal with you, Dave. You run for governor in 26 as the Republican candidate. I'll make sure you get a true Republican primary against Kevin Rinke and Perry Johnson and whoever else. I'll run for governor as a Democrat and debate Jocelyn Benson. I'll force all the Democrats to stay home and vote for Jocelyn Benson in the primary election. They will not be able to cross over like they did in 2022 and giving us Tudor Dixon. You guys do understand that, right? Governor Gretchen Whitmer was unopposed. Nobody had to stay home and vote for Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Oh, yeah, she got some votes. But if you add up all the votes that the many Republican candidates got collectively, far outnumbered the number of primary election votes Whitmer got unopposed on the Democrat side. Perry Johnson, James Craig, others that didn't even get on the ballot. But there were Tudor Dixon, of course, Kevin Rinke, Ralph Rebrandt, all these other people on those debates, Garrett Soldano, others. Well, guess what? They split the vote. And I believe the Democrats chose Tudor Dixon specifically. Why? Because of her stance on abortion. She was the most radical, extreme, pro-life candidate we had, the Republicans. We, the people of the state of Michigan, ended up with the most strongest pro-life Republican on that general election ballot, November of 2022. How did she get there? When the state of Michigan voted, what was it, 57% for Proposal 3 to change the state constitution to give us unfettered abortion rights, late-term partial birth abortion. Schools now not even notifying parents when they find out their daughter is pregnant or granddaughter or whatever, advising them on how to get an abortion without even parental knowledge. This is a situation, folks, that did not make sense. I analyzed it. I looked at it. I crunched the numbers, and I said, wait a minute. If 57% of the state voted for Proposal 3, how is it that we got Tudor Dixon, the Republican candidate, who had no exceptions in cases of rape and incest? She used my argument. What did the baby do wrong to deserve death? What crime did the baby commit that it should be punished and killed in the mother's womb? I asked that question to Kevin Rinke. He had no answer. Rumbling, stumbling, bumbling. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you can't answer that one, Kevin, because the baby didn't do anything wrong. It was the father that did it. Okay, the father committed the crime. You don't punish the baby for the sins of the father. Tudor Dixon and I, dead on exactly the same position. The Democrats crossed over and voted for Tudor Dixon. Do you know that was the only race they voted for in the primary? The only one. You know why? Because you can't mix your votes. You can't vote in a primary election where there's multiple Democrat candidates, perhaps for county commissioner or for sheriff or for school board or for, I know school board's nonpartisan, but everybody knows they're either Democrats or Republicans. Come on, let's stop fooling each other. It should be absolutely partisan. But let's say state representatives, for example, or state senators. They were on the ballot last year. Well, if you were going to cross over as a Democrat and vote for Tudor Dixon to give us the most extremist abortion Republican candidate, you couldn't vote for anybody, any other Democrat. You can't cross over and vote for a Republican for governor and then vote for the other Democrats on your ballot. So they sacrificed themselves. They crossed over, quite a few of them, and voted for Tudor Dixon, knowing full well the polling numbers on Proposal 3, understanding totally how they were motivating getting out the vote, especially with young people, to vote for Proposal 3. Who are they going to vote for in November's general election along with Proposal 3? Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She easily defeated Tudor Dixon. But if I run for governor as a Democrat, a pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, business, JFK, Bart Stupak type of Democrat, a business person, somebody who wants to truly fix the state of Michigan, I'm able to get 30,000 signatures, probably need about, 100 grand to create the signs, the websites, the marketing materials, and be on a debate stage with Jocelyn Benson, they would all have to stay home. The entire state of Michigan would have to stay home and vote for Jocelyn Benson if they're Democrats. Yep. And guess what the Republicans get? A truly pure Republican primary. Only Republicans would be voting for Dave Ajima, Kevin Rinke, or Perry Johnson. I'll give you Dave Ajima's answer to my discussion, my idea this morning. In the final segment of hour number one, we'll be right back.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot. at Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. I got a text message back from Dave Adjema, and many of you have heard Dave on the show. He's put comments into the show via text messages for years. Very, very staunch Christian conservative. When he was in Lansing, voted the most conservative state representative I believe we ever had. Although Neil Friske now is giving him a run for his money following Dave's voting methods. He says, get me $10 million and he'll run. Okay, I'm going to take that as a promise. And all we need to do, folks, is reach 1 million donors. 1 million people in the state of Michigan. If it's a husband and wife, we can cut that $1 million basically in half because each one could donate 10 bucks. We put together a committee. We get him a treasurer to be his treasurer for his committee. And if we got 1 million people to donate $10, two $5 Subway subs, one meal at McDonald's, 10 bucks for 1 million people, we'll raise the 10 million and get Dave Adjema to run for governor in 2026 as a Republican. Now, I only need 100,000 to do what I want to do, because if I got the signatures and was on the ballot against Jocelyn Benson, she'd have to debate me. I would openly tell the Democrats that their agenda, their entire woke agenda, is wrong for the state of Michigan. Jocelyn Benson, like Whitmer, is not going to fix the problems this state has. If we go against history, where every 8 years we swap from Republican governor to Democrat governor to Republican governor to Democrat governor, in 2026, if you look at the history of our state, we're going to elect a Republican governor. Unless we get a weak candidate like Tudor Dixon that wasn't picked by Republicans voting in the primary. Again, I believe Democrats crossed over and voted for her to be the radical pro-life candidate for the Republicans, knowing full well that they were going to use Proposal 3 to get out the abortion vote. Well, if you're going to vote for Proposal 3, you're not going to vote for Tudor Dixon. So they voted for Whitmer, and she easily beat Dixon. But if I campaign and run and debate Jocelyn Benson on a debate stage where I call her out as being a puppet for George Soros, who he was her benefactor in her college education. Call her out on how she broke our election laws in 2020 to help facilitate putting the old senile old man into the Oval Office, Joe Biden, and ran the slate, ran the table in the state of Michigan under her stewardship as Secretary of State. I would call her out on every single thing. I would not answer the moderator's questions. They could ask me whatever they want, and I get my 2 minutes or 1 minute to respond. I would not even acknowledge the moderators of the debate. I wouldn't even answer their questions. I would attack Jocelyn Benson with my 1 minute. And when I got down to about 5 seconds left, I'd answer the question. But I'd only give them a 5 second answer. I didn't care what the topic is. What's your stance on abortion? Jocelyn Benson broke election laws in 2020 to facilitate the election of Joe Biden. She worked absolutely against actual statutes, violated laws. There has now been 6 court cases. Do you know that there's been 6 court cases that found Jocelyn Benson guilty of breaking our election laws? But because there was no penalties attached to them, she didn't pay any fines, fees, no jail time, nothing. And oh, by the way, I am 100% pro-life. No exceptions for rape and incest. That's my answer to your question. I would answer every question like that on a debate stage. I would drive the moderators crazy. Benson would go into meltdown. I could destroy her on a debate stage. Dave Ajema just has to beat Kevin Rinke and Perry Johnson. Oh, this would be fun. Dave, you have given me an idea, brother. Oh, man. And I got your text message. I'm not deleting it. Brett Gooding says him and Tammy, they'll pay their $20. They'll donate $20 to Dave. Good. We only need 999,998 more donors. Oh, you guys are, you're funny. Man, Vicky would freak out if I did that. Oh, well, she said being married to me has never been boring. So we'll see. We'll see. Dr. Andrew Huff in the next half hour. We're going to take a top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm. Whether